Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca and we'll answer them on the next show. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm just recovering from Ribfest.
What do you mean? You ate too many ribs?
No. Just, it's, there's a lot of people that go through the park and go to Ribfest, and it was tiring to be there.
Well, and you got a shout out for one of the people that dropped by to say hello.
We had a bunch of people drop by. The Goodmans, Paul and Tracy, stopped by, so shout out to them. I saw the Lewises, Greg and Don Lewis from the London Curling Club. I saw them. Saw lots of people.
And David.
David Tonner.
Tonner dropped in.
He came by again and saw us, and that was great to see him. Yeah.
And there was a couple that lady stopped and said, you know, they love the show. You guys are great, you know. And we were in the middle of the street curling, so I didn't catch her name, but thank you for that. And now she did say that I was the best host.
Of course she did, yes.
You know, yeah. So I just.
Because you were talking to her, so of course she would say that, yeah. Yeah, that guy over there with that's Steve. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know he's a little disappointing looking, but that's him. Yeah.
I did point you out a couple of times.
Yes, I know.
I said that's the guys on the radio too, but they didn't go talk to you.
That guy over there. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, could be the producer for all they know.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. No, you couldn't be the producer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. I would have to relinquish that task.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. It's a control thing, isn't it?
No, not control whatsoever. Now, we're up to 622.
622 up from 621?
620.
Oh, 20 up to.
So we're up to. So we keep
rolling, baby. Keep rolling.
So it's good. And we've got our next street curling event is?
In the Briar Patch when the event's on?
No, it's Pet Fest.
Pet Fest.
In Dorchester.
In lovely Dorchester.
August 20th. So
August the 20th. There goes that golf game.
If you want to come to see it, please come out to Pet Fest in Dorchester.
Pet Fest in Dorchester, Ontario.
Yeah, let's see how the dogs do throwing those rocks.
Where is Pet Fest in Dorchester?
At the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds.
Okay, so where else would pets be but at a fairground?
I don't know. I don't have a pet, so yeah.
Well, maybe you should bring one of Lexi's pets.
Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It'd be interesting watching you be dragged across the...
Maybe I'll bring Harlow. Yes, yeah. You'll get to meet Harlow. How's that? That would be interesting. She's a very nice dog.
Yeah, but you bring Harlow. He can help us. He can fetch the rocks and bring them back.
She, yeah.
And now, or is it it?
No, she. No, she's a mastiff female, intact, yeah.
So she could get the rocks, bring them back.
She's a lovely girl, yeah. Don't worry. She does, you know, there is a little slobber every now and then, but that's okay.
Hey, I'm used to that.
I'm sure you are.
You know, Fleury was the slobber king of the year.
I will tell you, Harlow will never, ever, ever miss a meal. That is her most important time of day, yes.
She just sit there and look at you and say, well, why are you getting yours ready?
Oh, she loves food, yeah.
Well, it will be a lot of fun. We'll be out there working it and making everybody know about the company, Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Tim Hortons Briar.
Yeah,
that's coming in March, and so that'll be pretty exciting. And you know, in a couple of months, curling will be going. So
it will be.
You know, if you've thought of trying curling, get out to a curling club.
I'm gonna hit the gym. Yes, get ready for curling.
No, don't hit the gym.
What?
Don't hit the gym.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I was at my normal 6:45 a.m. haircutting appointment.
This morning?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
I got a little off the side.
Did
number
you?
One there.
Number you know? One off the side. What did it get to, like an inch?
Well, and she says, you know, there's a new Starbucks in town.
Yeah, if you laugh.
And I went, yes, I do know. And I'm about to tell my drive-thru story. And she says, well, I had someone in that was telling me they sat in the drive-thru for a half an hour. And I said, I know exactly how they feel. And I said, now, sometimes when you get in the drive-thru, you can't get out of the drive-thru. And so you're stuck there. Yes. And I said, but yes, it takes a while at a Starbucks to get a coffee.
It's a new Starbucks, and they're just working out some details. They'll be fine. Just give them a chance.
So you've got to leave 45 minutes ahead, just in case there is that backup.
That Starbucks in St. Thomas isn't on my way to work, So I don't go to that one. But I go to that one maybe on the weekend. We'll see. I've been there once.
And through the drive-thru?
Yeah, and it didn't take that long.
No. Yeah. So where's your favorite Starbucks?
I have a few of them in the city. You know, I have my regular haunts.
And they are?
One is the store at Wonderland in Southdale. The new store at Hamilton and Highbury. That's a great store, too. And then there's also one at Commissioners and Wonderland. It's a good store. And now St. Thomas.
So you just spread it out a little bit. Spread the wealth to many stores, do you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's all about superior coffee and great customer service, because that's what Starbucks does, is great customer service. Kind of like what we do.
It takes a half an hour to do
great
it.
Great customer service.
Or yep. Sorry, I should go with mine.
That's right. You've only experienced a 14-minute drive-through.
Yeah. Great customer service.
They are. Great customer service. And, you know, just like you tell people, we're worth waiting for, so is Starbucks coffee.
All right.
I could never. Anything else you want me to keep rolling, because I can go?
No, I'm not I don't drink coffee, so I can't comment.
No, you cannot. How long would you wait in line for your precious bottle of Coca-Cola? You would wait an eternity. You would wait a lifetime.
No, I'd go look for one of those vending machines where I could put in my $2 and hit Coke and it pops out the bottom.
But then you'd be on a quest, and that quest might take a long time. All I'm saying is, you know, it's you too would meet the same fate.
You know, like Hickory Ridge?
Yes.
Fix the Coke machine. That's on the, what is it, the 6th hole?
Yes, or maybe the 5th hole. Yeah. Can't get a Coke?
Well, it says out of order every week. Like, somebody go and fix
it. So did you tell them at the pro shop?
I don't go in. I don't go into
the
pro shop.
You do go into the pro shop because you go in there to pay.
Well, I don't go in after, so that's when I find out when we're golfing.
But no, you're just, if it's always broken, then just say it as soon as you get there. Just say, hey, is the Coke machine fixed at
the tee-off blocks?
At the tee-off blocks on number 6.
No.
Or number 5.
Okay, see ya. I'm not golfing. Have a nice day. Now, are we going to bring up the story?
What story?
About the golf game last week.
Well, yeah, we'll lose that next segment because
we got to go hole by hole. So I'm thinking we tell
hole
this,
by hole,
hole by hole. You know,
one is the first hole. So yeah. I don't know about anything else. So, or maybe the second hole as well. Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, the second one was the best hole. But so. Who won?
You were almost out of time.
That's why I'm, you know, who won?
No, we're going to wait. We're going to wait until we get back after this break.
Steve won.
Yes, he
so
did.
So there you go.
No, and Steve crushed you is what he did. It wasn't a win. It was a thrashing.
Starting at hole one. So we will break it down, you know, what happened hole by hole throughout this, you know, our show today. And Steve can sit here in all his glory.
I'm glorious.
And smile. Glory. He already has been paid to go and get his Starbucks.
I can't believe he won't go and wait to the drive-thru for me.
Yeah, I'm not waiting 14 minutes in the drive-thru. So, but that's, you know, that's the, we will be talking about that.
Okay. Good to know.
So you are listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning.
You want to ask me a question because you don't want to talk about golf.
Okay. First hole. I got 7. What did you get?
First hole, I got 6.
Steve's one up after that.
What hole did you really get?
I did get 7.
Okay. After you hit the car in the parking lot?
I didn't hit the car.
Oh, you hit the car.
I believe.
I mean, it was the loudest bang I've ever heard in my life.
I believe that was a tree.
No tree makes a metal sound when a golf ball hits it. It was absolutely hilarious. You hit it dead left.
Well, I asked.
And where'd my drive go? Oh, that's right. Right down the middle. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And what did you say? But I told you I was hitting my driver better. What did you say? Yes, you are.
I said, yes, you are hitting your driver a lot better. I had never gone left on that hole in the last 2 years, except for that day. And I went in the parking lot, looked under cars, trying to find my ball, and we found it by a tree.
We were all there.
By a tree. So I think I hit the tree.
Because it ricocheted off the van and went. So I'm sorry if you have a van at Hickory Ridge in the parking lot. You may have been balding on it.
Well, now I know why the parking lot is always kind of empty on that side.
Well, that's why I park where I park. Yeah, and they still protect it with all those. If those evergreen trees are very high, and yet you took it right over top.
Yeah, great shot. Great hit.
It was like a Tom Brady pass to the end zone, a Hail Mary.
And then I duffed. And then I hit a good shot.
Oh, yeah, that was a good shot, yes.
Yeah. And then chipped on and then putt.
Yeah.
Now, you hit a good second shot.
Yes.
And then you duffed.
I didn't hit a good third shot.
And then you hit a good next shot after that.
Yes.
And then you two putted. So I one putted, I think it was. So, you know.
Oh, sorry.
So we're past hole one. We'll go to a question before we go to hole two.
Please, yes.
Should you get your ducts cleaned first? Or your furnace cleaned first, and that came in from Carmen Nixon.
Well, it's a good question, Carmen. It really won't matter. You should get your ducts cleaned just to get your ducts cleaned. So if they've never been done, then I would strongly suggest that you get that looked after. Just because there's just a lot of dirt and debris in the ductwork, and it's actually affecting air efficiency how it travels through the ductwork and just not being able to get to where it needs to go quite as nicely as it could. So get that done right away. Your furnace you should have done as well.
But which one should you do first?
I don't think it really matters.
Well, I think it does.
You want to do the duct cleaning first.
Right, because any dirt or debris that happens to fall down into the furnace will then get cleaned up on the furnace cleaner.
But that's what the filter's for. Oh, you mean on the coil side of things?
Yeah, and they're supposed to clean that up, but if they don't, when somebody comes out and does the furnace maintenance, they'll just make sure everything is spotless. So now you have clean ducts, clean furnace.
Okay.
That's
your
opinion. That's the producer's opinion.
Oh, sorry. Well, then we must go with that one. It's important to get them done, period. So really just make sure that both are done. And duct cleaning every 3 to 5 years, depending on the environment?
Correct. And do we do duct cleaning?
We do not.
No. So who do we recommend?
We refer a company called Modern Pure Air. They're a great company, and they're new to the area. And we've met with the owner, and he'll do a great job for you. And we really endorse the equipment that they're using inside of the van that they drive, so it's high tech and it will do a great job.
Okay, so our next question is
hole number two.
Okay. Go ahead, Steve, go ahead, do hole two, because that was your favorite hole. Well, and hole two is along the road,
so that's right,
so you don't want to go left, because if you go left you could be on the road and you could end up in Delaware by the time the ball stops
and running. I hit my drive and I didn't see it. I had no idea where it was
and went left.
It was just running down the left side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. So I'm at the back of the bus, so I'm the last guy to hit.
Yeah.
And I would say, what, 10 yards in front of the tee-off block, there is a creek.
It was a huge swing and a deadly cold top into the stream, yes.
So I'm 20 yards out in the creek, but it's dry.
Well, thank the Lord, but you're only 4 feet away from a wooden bridge. Right.
And so I pull out a 7-iron.
And I'm saying, really, do you not think maybe, because you're going to hit that bridge, that ball is going to come back and kill somebody.
So you guys all move.
We all backed up, yes, because, yes, why
wouldn't
we?
I hit a perfect 7-iron over the bridge.
I was quite surprised at that, yes.
And lay it out about 150 yards out.
Yes.
Perfect shot.
Beautiful shot.
Probably my best shot of the whole round.
Yeah. And then I wedge mine just to the front fringe of the green.
Right. I hit mine to the left rough, just off the green by like 2-3 feet, not very far.
Yeah. I'm up and down, so I get a par. And what'd you get?
I got a 6.
A double bogey. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because my chip didn't chip very good.
Oh.
And then I double putted.
Yes.
So, but it was a good.
So now you're 3 down.
Yeah. So now we'll head to the next question. And the next one, the next hole part, the third hole was like you were in trouble. You spent like 20 minutes finding your ball.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. No, down been those, what are those called?
Oh, yeah, down there, yes.
Down in the willows.
I found it and I hit a great second shot, though.
Yeah. But it took you so long to find it. You should have just dropped and took a stroke.
I don't think so.
Okay. I should get the timer out next time.
Oh, really? Okay.
So the question is, what's
kinda like,
the cost?
Like at the parking lot.
Yeah. What's the cost of a barbecue line?
Well, barbecue lines, people just make the assumption that to install a gas barbecue line to your house, running it from inside to outside, or maybe coming from the meter around the house, they just think it's a few hundred bucks. But it's not. I mean, they're quite expensive. I just priced one the other day, and it was like $1,300. I priced some earlier, and they were like closer to $1,800. So, I mean, keep in mind, copper's gone up significantly, and then there's labor because you have and there's valves and an outdoor disconnect. It all adds up, and you know it's not a 1 hour job. It takes a few hours to install that gas line.
And that outdoor disconnect is an important part. It's a stainless steel box that will last and deal with all the weather and everything else. And you know, that's the only way we'll put it in.
That's
Some people will put in a indoor valve outside.
Right, which is
not covered.
Not covered.
And, you know, it will maybe last a year or two.
And then it won't
shut
off.
Right. And then you'll have difficulties at that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can forget. Like I did. I barbecued, took up normally what I do. My normal routine is I shut the valve off in that stainless steel box so that all the gas burns off. And then I turn them off at the barbecue, take my food off, and go inside. For whatever reason, I took my food off, went inside.
And left it running?
And the next day,
at
lunchtime,
goodness.
I went to cook, and I opened up the lid and went, holy Christ, that's hot. And then I looked down and went, holy shit, the burners are still going. So it's been going.
Did you just swear on the radio?
Beep, 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 no.
Keep in mind, but it's a very clean grill. It's a very spotless clean grill, right?
Yeah, everything had been burned off. It was. Yeah. But you know, having that box outside and making sure you can turn it off is important.
Yes.
Just make sure you turn it off.
And turn it off at the barbecue.
Well, both places.
But when you take it off, why would you? Okay.
Well, I turn it off at the so that it burns the lines and everything in the barbecue, and then it goes poof, 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 and then I turn them off. So now I know there's no natural gas in the line or in the barbecue.
Okay.
Except I just forgot to do that. Whatever. You know, probably Tundra was barking, distracted me.
You were hungry, wanted your ribs.
I think it might even been after the golf game, which I was really distracted at that point. So. Well, when we're not on the air, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We better refresh the memories of our listeners of your tragic accident on the baseball field.
Yes, yeah. My little mishap. Yep, when I collided with the first baseman and I lost the collision. Yes.
Yeah. 250-pound Hulk.
Yep. 20-year-old 250-pound young man who kind of like getting hit by a train. Yeah.
And you came out of that with a
concussion. Yeah.
And another thing you found out later on.
I bruised my tailbone. Yes. Both. Yes. It's lovely, actually. Yes. Yeah.
And so I've had some people, you know, ask me, how are you doing, Steve?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I played baseball last Tuesday, and
the bench, I hope.
No. I was actually on the field playing again, and I did okay. I was my hitting's not quite where it needs to be. It just something to be, yes, but that my hitting's never been great, but. Fielding and running was good. So when I hit the ball and I was running to first base, got on my on-base percentage was probably about, 50%. One time I was running and it was clearly it was not going to be in my favor, so I eased up and then just stopped. just to put you at ease.
You're not going to take that chance.
No, I won't take that chance again. But I mean, that's just your competitive nature kicks in when you play a sport, as you know, whether it's curling or baseball or whatever. Anyway, sometimes I still get lightheaded. If I lay down on my and I put my head back or something, then I can get dizzy. But certainly much, much better than what it was.
Good. Well, we're glad you're feeling better, and the listeners who was asking, I'm glad we were able to give them an update.
Thank you.
So we'll head right back to the mailbag. We've got some questions. How does an air conditioner work? I was told that half my air conditioner is inside my home. I thought the air conditioner was outside my home.
That's a common thought. People don't really understand. They always refer to the air conditioner on the outside of the house. And that's where the largest part of the air conditioner is. That's called your condensing unit. So that's what everybody is familiar with. And that is an important part of your air conditioner. But what that unit does outside is it gets rid of the heat. So, but how does it get the heat? So there's I call it a sponge or a collector. We call it the evaporator coil. But it's in your house above your furnace. So it's called the evaporator coil. It sits above the furnace, and what it does is it's just like a big sponge. It absorbs the heat and the moisture from inside your home. The moisture is squeezed out and put down into the drain, and then that heat is transferred outside to that outdoor unit where it dissipates the heat. I mean, it's all done through refrigeration, just like your refrigerator. When you put a warm can of Coke in your fridge, and a few hours later, you come back and that Coke is cold. That's what happens. But cold inside the fridge, put your hand behind the fridge and it's hot. So that's where the heat's going. Takes it from your food and transfers it out to the back of the fridge.
So sometimes you even feel it blowing out of the bottom of the fridge.
Yep.
Or the floor is warm in front of the fridge.
Yep.
And that's where it's from.
Yeah, so when you go into, let's just say you go into a variety store, some of them don't have their cooler compressors outside. Sometimes they're inside, and you can actually feel the heat in some areas of those, or big, but there's heat made in those refrigerators. So, because they're just removing heat from the food that they put in.
So this is a good one. They must have called here. Said, how much is a furnace and air conditioner going to cost me? No one wants to tell me without coming out and spending tons of my time in the home.
Tons of time. So you are going to make an investment in your home comfort. So what the pandemic has taught us is that people are spending a lot more time in their homes, and they want to be comfortable. So people are paying attention to efficiencies, comfort, better filtration, better air quality because of the pandemic and viral. So there's many, many things go on. And people want their homes to be comfortable. Well, I can't do that sitting here at this table talking to you on the phone. I don't know what your house looks like. I mean, I guess I could look on Google and get a picture of it, but that doesn't tell me what's going on in the house. Doesn't tell me if there's an uncomfortable room. Doesn't tell me if you have allergies, if you're looking for better air quality. It doesn't tell me how much air conditioning or your heating you need. I could guess, but I mean, that's a guesstimate. That's not a quotation, and we don't do guesstimates here. So in order for me to provide you a customized, accurate quotation for your home comfort, I need to be present. I need to be in your house. I need to be measuring your house. I need to be looking at your ductwork. I need to be looking at your equipment. I need to measure airflow. I need to have a discussion with you as to what you're looking for. Are you looking for top of the line, middle of the road, just industry standard equipment? Are you looking for better air quality? Are you concerned about the air you breathe? Are you worried about ultraviolet? Do you want ultraviolet? Do you want any of those? Too many questions that I can't answer from here. I have to be in your home.
And it's, you know, again, we talk about, you know, Chevette to a Cadillac, you know, the systems you want and what you want. And it's 20 years.
Yes.
You're making a decision for.
Yes.
Not I'll throw it out next, you know, I didn't like that bullet mixer that I got, and I'll throw that out and get something different. This isn't something that you're going to do that with.
Right. I mean, it's like trying to buy a tailor-made suit on Amazon.
Right.
Can you do that?
No.
I mean, you could guess and think, well, that suit looks like it's going to fit me because I'm a 42 regular, so I'm going to buy a 42 reg. But maybe the 42 reg isn't a 42 reg in Canadian world. So, you know, you spend a lot of money on that suit and you can't wear it.
Well, and even then, this is kind of a funny story, but don't laugh too much.
Okay.
When I was on the board of Curling Canada, they wanted to update our red jackets.
Yes.
So we were to measure ourselves and send it in, and then we would get a custom-made jacket for us.
You measure it. How many times have you measured yourself?
Well, I hadn't. So I went to a place where they do alterations and asked the guy if he would help measure me. And I sent it in. And that jacket didn't fit. Doesn't fit today. Won't fit ever. You know, hold my gut in and do it up till the presentation is over and then undo it and try to breathe.
Isn't that interesting? Even that, yes. So we do a consultation in your home. Like we ask a lot of questions. I have to do an in-depth technical study. I need to look at the equipment. I need to measure the ductwork. I have to just see how it's traveling throughout your house. Is there an area of your house which isn't comfortable? Why is that happening? I do all that stuff, and I can't do that from my desk in this office.
No, that's for sure. How can I tell if I have an energy-efficient system, so furnace and air?
Well, there's lots of ways. Heating, Air Conditioning, Refrigeration Institute has ratings, so all manufacturers have to have their equipment rated. So they have efficiency ratings individually, and they have efficiency ratings when they put stuff together. So your furnace can be rated, and then your air conditioner can be rated, but when you put the two of them together, what is the new rating? And with different air conditioners with different efficiencies, those change the ratings, especially with the heat pump market today. There's even more of that going on. So I can print a certificate for you, giving you a rating, but they all have to be matching. They're not going to take a Carrier furnace and match it up with a Lennox air conditioner. I'm not going to give you a rating on that. I can give you individual ratings, but not together ratings. So I mean, that's why we prefer same systems, because they're designed to be together, and then I can provide efficiency ratings for you. But we talk about that when we're in your home. Another reason why we like to come to the house, just to explain all that stuff to you and tell you, because it's critical these days if you're trying to get a rebate for heat pumps, that we have proper efficiency ratings. Otherwise, you're not going to get your rebate.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. So last hole, Steve, hole number 9. Might as well get this over with early.
Hit another beauty drive, except it was, I pushed it right so far that I had to yell 4 for maybe not hitting people on the other green.
Right, and you went over that green.
Oh, well over that green, yes.
Into the woods.
Into the woods.
And into then, the creek.
And, no, not into the creek, no, into the woods. But I found a golf ball, lost ball, golf ball mecca. I mean, once you got into that briar patch, you found all kinds of golf balls. And, of course, I found my own.
Yeah. So, now you had a drop.
I took a drop.
So you're hitting 3.
Hit it out into the area, and then just to the right, up and down. I think I got, I doubled.
Yeah. So I hit out. I hit in the fairway, but in the rough. Hit a shot, not a good shot, but got over the creek, sitting 100 yards out. Go up, do a pretty good chip up, like pretty good shot up, and then putt it in, and go for a beer. Because I had lost at that point.
Yes. It was all over. But
except the crying.
So you shot a 49?
Yes, 49.
And I shot a 42.
Yeah. Yes. So hole 1 and 2 were my downfall. I had just turned it around there. I might have been able to keep up.
No, you weren't going to win.
But you do. You were, Steve. You were hitting it better than you ever have in your life.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So.
It's YouTube. I'm on YouTube these days, yeah.
Well, I was 10 strokes more that day than I was the week before. Or, sorry, 2 weeks before. Because we took a week off, and I think that was my downfall. You know, shouldn't have done that.
Had nothing to do with the chirpiness or anything like that, right?
Well, why? That didn't start till what? You know, 1 minute after we got out of the parking lot?
Yeah. So we got out of the parking lot and it started. Yeah.
You didn't even have your push cart yet.
I didn't, yes. And Tom was laughing about it all, yes.
Yeah, he had a good laugh.
Yeah.
Anyways, I didn't have fun. But now, do you carry water panels for humidifiers in stock?
Yes, we do. So I think we carry all brands, but, you know, there are different humidifiers out there. We may or may not have yours, but, you know, just make sure you bring the make and the model number with you so we can match that up. Some people have steam humidifiers, and you probably need to change your canister. So we don't carry those in stock, but we can get them. And we just need the make and the model number again. Always have the make and the model number, and so we can source that stuff out and get it for you quickly.
Yeah, so Honeywell, Lennox, Healthy Climate, and General Air are ones we have in stock, and then can get. And April Air, what I call the water saver, that's a real soft panel.
Yeah,
we can order that in. But we also have the April Air 550, 560 ones in stock. So,
yeah.
Can I use a pressure washer to wash my outside air conditioner?
Well, you can, but you need to be really careful about that because those fins that you see are aluminum, and they're very fine, and if you pressure wash the wrong way, you can actually fold them over. And if you fold them over, then air is not going to get through that thing, and you're going to cause a lot of problems. So, I mean, you're better with just a hose because you're not going to do that with a garden hose in a nozzle. But pressure washer, you just have to be really, really, really careful, and you'd have to set the nozzle to a wide fan spray in order to do that, but not recommended.
No, a garden hose, you could do a lot of damage with the garden hose.
Yes.
If you have it on solid spray or solid stream.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful with that. So congratulations, Steve, on winning the one-on-one golf outing at Hickory
Ridge.
Can I just say
one thing? It wasn't my idea to bet, right? Whose idea was it?
Well, I wanted to bet Rip, so you just said coffee and a Coke.
Yeah, because I don't feel like taking that much money from you.
You should have. You could have had a coffee and
this. Just even if we didn't bet anything, it's just the bragging rights actually, which is the most important thing, right?
We will have a rematch.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Be the best out of three, but we'll do number two.
Or the best out of three, and then it'll be five, and then seven, and then nine. Yeah. You know,
We don't have that many weeks left.
I understand how this works.
What position is your team in the golf standings?
We're in second.
You're in second, okay.
Yeah. And you?
Third. Tied for third.
Tied for third, okay.
So the last big question here.
Okay.
Huge question.
Okay.
Should I pull out my boilers and go with a ductwork and new furnace and air?
Boy, that question's probably asked a lot. Hot water systems, like radiators on a boiler, I love the heat. I would never recommend it, just not who I am. It's a great form of heat, very efficient. But the difficulty you have is you don't have air conditioning. But there are other ways to provide air conditioning in those situations. So I'm never going to tell you to take out your hydronic system and put in forced air. It doesn't make sense. People who have hydronics don't have dust issues like people with forced air do. It doesn't circulate around the house. That doesn't mean that you don't have dust. It works different. Usually hydronic systems, you don't have any hot and cold spots in the house. It's always kind of cozy and warm. So I'm not a big fan of telling people. I would never tell people to change that. If you've got hydronics and you want to add an addition, then just a plumber can put new radiation in on that addition. And if you've got cast iron in one end of the house and all you can do is put copper or steel in the new part of the house, that's fine. There are ways to do that. You put a zone valve on and have a different temperature going to that area and it will heat beautifully. So, yes, I mean, always if you've got a contractor who's telling you one thing, just call somebody, call us and ask our opinion just to get a second opinion on things, and we will certainly give that to you freely.
How do you air condition with a boiler?
Well, there are different ways. We can put in... you can put in air conditioning system in the attic, given that there's enough room, and we can put an air handler and a duct system up there and shower down from the upper level. No better way to cool a house if you've got multiple levels than top down, because that cold air falls, so it's a beautiful cooling. Just keep in mind that attic system has to be serviceable, so we have to make sure that we can get up there and service it. And servicing can only be done in spring, fall, and winter. Cannot be done in the summer because it's just too hot. Mm-hmm. Or you can use things like mini splits. So ductless has things that we can use for that. We can put in a ductless split system and provide cooling that way. So there's many ways of doing it. Please explore your options and don't just think that you have to switch from one to another.
Now, what about in like filtration or indoor air quality for allergies and things like that?
In a hot water heated home, you could put in a simplified duct system. Given that there's room in the basement and you can put in an air handling unit and a filtration system and just move air and just filter it. We can also introduce ventilation air that way too. If you do put an air conditioning system in the attic, then we can also put a filtration system in on that. And we can add humidity, filtration, ultraviolet. We can do all things like that through an attic system.
What's your handicap now, Steve?
I'm not a great golfer. I'm an 11.
11, See, and I'm 15. So you should have been giving me four strokes.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
You were what, 42?
Yeah,
I was 49.
I still beat you.
So you would have been 46.
I still beat you.
Three shots.
Wow.
So next time we'll have to keep that in mind. We'll have to take a look at that.
You have to take that up with the convener, Tom. You're the one that made the bet.
I'm playing with him this week, so we'll have a chat.
You made the bet. You at that point in time, you could have stipulated that I want strokes, in which case I just would have laughed at you.
Yeah. Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, you can go to peterinch.ca, hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard, buy the yard, buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.